As you heard in the bulletin, in England, a security guard has been jailed for plotting to kidnap, rape and murder TV presenter Holly Willoughby. In the last half hour, 37-year-old Gavin Plum was sentenced to a minimum term of 15 years and 85 days. Enda Brady is a London-based presenter of TRT World and is with us now. Enda, thank you for talking with us again today. Tell us about the background to this case.
Well, Gavin, a very disturbing case. This has been running for a couple of weeks, this trial at Chelmsford Crown Court in Essex. The background to it is that Gavin Plum, this 37-year-old security guard, was arrested in October of last year because an undercover police officer had infiltrated this online chat group on the internet, an American officer, and he was just monitoring what men were talking about in this group called Abduct Lovers. And he came across Gavin Plum, who seemed to have a lot of detail about the TV presenter Holly Willoughby. They exchanged messages privately, and this police officer befriended this Plum character and basically realized that not only had he a lot of information about her movements and when she does and doesn't have security, he had her home address, and then a video was received by the police officer in America, the court heard, which showed chloroform had been purchased, rope ties, various different weapons, and that this was not fantasy, that this was actually a plot in the making, and that Gavin Plum was actively trying to recruit others, and he tried to recruit this, what he thought was an American man with similar interests. Now, at that point, the police officer realized that this was at an advanced stage of planning. He then got in touch with the FBI. They got in touch with the police in London and Essex, and the very next day, Gavin Plum was arrested.
Tell us about what the judge had to say today. It was a very lengthy sentence reading.
It was lengthy and it was broadcast, so they're now allowing TV cameras into courtrooms. Now, we couldn't see Plum's face. There was a picture of him released by the police. He is morbidly obese, but we could hear and see Mr. Justice Murray in his sentencing. And he told him that he was someone who had an unhealthy sexual obsession with Holly Willoughby. And the judge described this plot as hideous and revolting and detailed. Now, the prosecution had argued from the outset today that they wanted a life sentence for Gavin Plum. The defence said that his plot was just so unworkable, it could not have been carried out. And we heard a lot of discussion over the 2 weeks of the trial as to whether this was just a fantasy or actually something he was capable of putting into train and making happen. And the judge said that he had looked at everything, and he said that this was a brutal, sadistic and degrading plot to kidnap and abduct the TV presenter Holly Willoughby. And the judge took into account the fact that there were prior offences committed by Plum back in 2006 and 2008 involving violence against women. And ultimately, the judge said that he was giving him 3 concurrent life sentences for each of the offences. And he said that he must serve a minimum of 16 years, but all that 16 years, they would reduce the 280 days he has spent in custody. So he will serve a minimum 15 years and 85 days in prison.
What did the court hear about the impact all of this had on Holly Willoughby?
So that is a very good question, Gavin. The judge made it clear that he had received a victim impact statement, but he would keep it private. So we're told that it has had life-changing consequences for Holly Willoughby. Obviously, she had to change her routine. She did not appear on TV the very next day after that this plot became public and arrest was made. All we know is that it has had life-changing consequences for Holly Willoughby and her young family. But the judge made it clear that he had received a victim impact statement, which is normally read to the court, but she has requested it be kept private. So I think that will have been in the judge's mind while he was sentencing. But it will not be made public.
There was part of the sentence hearing that wasn't broadcast. Do you know why, Enda?
There's a lot of very, very disturbing detail, Gavin, which is not fit for broadcast. There were many, many messages that were exchanged, voice notes that were exchanged. Plum had sent a lot of information. Remember, this is a guy who was actively trying to recruit other men. He thought he had found someone in the United States who was prepared to fly to London, meet him, work on the plot, go to Holly Willoughby's property. And the plan was that this would be what the court heard would be a nighttime home invasion. and that they would overpower her husband with chloroform and abduct Holly Willoughby in front of her children and take her away and abuse her before ultimately killing her. So there was a lot of very, very detailed, disgusting detail, really, that the court did not want to go into, and that was why it was not broadcast.
Enda Brady, London-based presenter of TRT World, thank you very much for speaking with us on the News at One today.